Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Going to do some more draft analysis today. We're going to take a deep dive on the Penrith Panthers, Brian To'o, the best CTW in Supercoach, which is pretty incredible. Finished last season with an average of 84. The 2 years before that, in 2019, he got an average of 57 from 15 games. 2020, an average of 59 from 13 games. And then in 2021, he just blew it away with an average of 84 from 18 games, which was incredible. It's the base stats that stand out with Brian To'o. 42 on average in base stats, which is just unbelievable. There's some games where he goes 50-plus in base, which is just mind-blowing. He is just such an incredible player. Coming out of his own end, he's probably the best player in the game, realistically, probably alongside with Tommy Turbo. We really haven't seen a winger like Brian To'o probably since Matty Utai, Wendell Saylor, these sort of guys. He is just something else. On top of that, he plays for the Penrith Panthers, who score an absolute heap of points. He scored his fair whack of tries this year, scored 14 of them, which is pretty impressive. In the last 2 weeks, he managed to score 4 tries, including 3 tries in the last week of the season against the Parramatta Eels, who from memory rested a heap of guys. So look into that as much as you will. But he is in a quality side. They are going to score a lot of points. He had Matt Burton inside of him all season. Matt Burton scored 16 tries himself. The next man inside them, Viliami Kikau, he scored 9 tries himself. So that's 24 tries that were scored inside Brian To'o, and he scored 14 himself from 18 games. So plenty of points being scored on that left edge. I would say this, Matt Burton, he is more of a pass-first sort of footballer. He's like a second 5'8". You move Stephen Crichton back there. The old myth that Stephen Crichton doesn't pass, I don't completely agree with that, but does he pass less than Matt Burton? Yes, I would have to agree with that. So that is something to take into consideration with Brian To'o. I would also argue, though, that Jerome Luai, a reasonably quiet year by Jerome Luai standards, especially at the back end of the year. I'm not expecting him to stay that quiet again in 2022. So there is a heap of potential there for Brian To'o to go bigger and better. You never know. It might not be Stephen Crichton that ends up there at left centre. I think Taylan May will be another really good shout. He'll go close there. I've watched that left edge in reserve grade a couple of times with the Panthers, and they absolutely light it up. So there are plenty of options there for Ivan Cleary to pair up with Brian To'o. Having a look at his stats, as we said, an 84 average, 42 in base, so half of his score comes from base. So you're essentially guaranteed a 50 just about every single week. He played 18 games in 2021. He went under 50 only once, scored a 34 against, funnily enough, the Gold Coast Titans, who leak points like they're going out of fashion. His next lot of scores were 55 against Canterbury and 57 against the Melbourne Storm. So only 3 times did he score under 60 points. For a CTW, that is unbelievable. That is just incredible. For him to score 57 without a try, without really any big attacking stats, pretty impressive against the Melbourne Storm. His other 50 game, no tries there as well. He got 49 in base that game. So when he isn't scoring points, he will go after it. Even when it's a close affair like the grand final, I would assume Did he score a try on that? I think he did. But he still would have scored probably 50-odd in base, I reckon, because he did so much work coming out of his own end. Now, as I said, he scored four tries in the last 2 weeks, including a hat-trick in the last week against the Parramatta Eels. And look, you could argue that that's a little bit overs, but, I mean, if Brian Toe scored four tries in 2 weeks at any other point, you really wouldn't be overly surprised. Let's be perfectly honest here. He is that sort of a footballer. But it should be considered that he did score really big at the end of the season. In fact, in the last 5 weeks, his average was 100, which is pretty damn impressive. Now, his lowest score in the run home was a 66 against the Parramatta Eels. Other scores in the run home, 106, 66, 88, 87, 94, and 164. So a pretty impressive run home. It should be noted, the last two games, 94 and 164, as we said, of four tries in that. That was coming back from an injury that he was not meant to return from until the end of the season. So also a positive as far as draft competitions go, that he is a quick recovery as far as injuries goes. I remember talking to physio in probably round 2021 and saying, look, I can possibly pick this guy up. Is there any chance that he returns in round 24? He said, very, very long odds. I said, okay, round 25. He said, look, still very long odds for him to play round 24. He's going to have to essentially break the record of the earliest return from this injury. And you've got to remember as well that the Panthers, they weren't really fighting for anything. They were already in the top four. So it shows the sort of player that Brian To'o is. He wants to show up. He wants to play. It's hard to make this guy rest, essentially, which is a great sign as far as Supercoach goes. That's how you want your footballers to be. He obviously does play State of Origin, so you will miss out on him for a couple of weeks during the regular season. But, I mean, if he played in round 24, round 25 last year off the back of an injury that should have kept him out for longer, I mean, it probably says the world about this guy and how many games he's going to play moving forward. So all real positive signs there for Brian Toe at center wing. You would have to think he would be the top center wing option. For me, with an average there of, what was it, 84, which, I mean, it could go up, it could go down, I understand that, but if it goes down, I don't see it dropping below 75, which is still unbelievable with huge high-end potential. You'd be a brave man to say that the Penrith Panthers are going to fall off a cliff. I didn't say they'd fall off a cliff at the start of last season, but I didn't think they'd be as good. Arguably got better. You could go either way on that. This guy definitely got better. I know that in our draft, ours is a 14-man comp, I think he got taken at the start of round 4, which meant that he was pick 56, and I remember when he went at pick 56, I sort of thought, ooh, that's an interesting one. 60-point average center wing, never a bad option. And I sort of thought, oh, there's a bit of value there. I'm surprised he sort of went that late, but I wouldn't have had him that much earlier in that point of time. It's easy to say now that he should have gone earlier when he averages 84, but he was only averaging 60 before that. I know the bloke that took him in our comp, he definitely knows his super coach, and he was very keen on him the whole time. Personally, I wasn't as keen on taking center wings that early, but probably should have in hindsight. Brian Toe was a great pick. He went pick 56 in our comp last year.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think he'll probably go top 10 this year, to be perfectly honest with you. He could even go top 8 or so. I mean, if you get pick 8 or so and all the big guns are gone, good God, you could do so much worse than to grab a Brian Toe. That could be a sensational grab for you. If you get a Brian Toe, I would probably advise that you try and get your paws on maybe a Luai or whoever's going to play center, whether it's Stephen Crichton, whether it's Viliami Kikau. Stephen Crichton, not a great Supercoach player, as we know. But if you can pair him up with Brian To'o, you probably push his value up a little bit more as a combo. This guy, he is a captain option week in, week out. He should be very high up on your draft list this year. He has got that high end of potential. The scariest thing is that he averaged 84. He only went over 100 on 4 occasions, and 2 of those scores were 101 and 104. So, I mean, he's got this really high average, and he really didn't balloon out a heap of times. He only went over 120 once in the last round when he got 164. Was just running through some numbers. If you take out those two games, so you take out the last 2 weeks where he scores four tries, he still ends up with an average of 78, which is unbelievable for a CTW. So even when you take out his absolute ceilings, even though those two games he was injured, so he wasn't at his very best, he's still averaging close to 80 points, which is unbelievable for a CTW, as we said. Finished with a average of 100 with the injury effect. We already said that. Blah, blah, blah. 60-plus scores. Now, he scores more than 60 78% of the time. More than 60, 78% of the time. So, you know straight away, every 4 weeks, he's going to go under 60. Once. So outside of that, you're going to get, in a month, you're going to get three games where he goes above 60 at an absolute minimum, which is incredible. That has gone up every single year. 2019, he was doing it at 40%. 2020, he was doing it at 54%. 2021, he was doing it at 78%, which is incredible. For me, this guy has to be at the very top of your draft list. I think he's going to be a top 10 player this year, and I think that whoever gets him in their draft competition, they're going to get good value for him. I don't think anyone would go him in the first six or seven picks, but if you can get him at 8, 9, 10, I think you've done really well here. Would it shock anyone if he went up from 84? Would it shock anyone if the Panthers improved, if Jerome Luai started to get more involved and they started to play more free-flowing footy after playing such defensive footy last year? He's a guy that he understands the influence that he can have on a game by coming in and doing all of his yardage work. I just can't see his base stats slowing down at all. The one worry is Stephen Crichton. That could be the one point that could push you off a little bit. But I think if you're going to go Brian Toto, you've probably got to stack him with Stephen Crichton. And if something happens during the year that Dylan Edwards gets an injury or Stephen Crichton gets an injury and that all changes, good God, it becomes interesting very quickly. If he does end up with Taylan May there, wow, that could be an absolute game changer for you if you've managed to stack them. I tend to think if you're going to get Brian Toto, I would get one of Stephen Crichton or Taylan May, the two guys that I would assume one of them will take that spot, more than likely Stephen Crichton. If you can stack them, I think you've done very, very well for yourself there. I know a couple of years ago, I had Josh Mansour and Stephen Crichton who were on that left edge. Stephen Crichton, he would need a try to get 50, but he tended to score a try most weeks, so he averaged around the 50 mark. Josh Mansour outside him scored a heap of tries down that edge, even though people kept telling me that Stephen Crichton doesn't pass the football. Brian Toto, his base stats absolutely blow Joshy Mansour out of the water. So definitely a guy that you should be considering, a value guy that you can get in the first round. For me, if I had to predict where he was going to finish, I think he finishes pretty similar to last year. I would say that he could maybe fall three each way of his average last year. So in season 2021, as we said, an average of 84. I would say he will finish with an average of between 80 and maybe 87, 88, probably at a higher mark if he goes really well. But I would assume he's going to finish in the 80s next year, barring injury, barring anything dramatic happening to this guy. I just think he's a real safe 80 points just about every single week, with the potential of going much higher week in, week out. He's a fantastic VC option. If you're going to take Brian Toto, I would seriously consider matching him up with someone potentially a little bit safer, but he does have the base stats that he is essentially a safe forward that plays on the wing with the opportunity to score a heap of tries. The only worry is that as much as he has got 100 in him, the other guys that are going to go in the first round, they've got 150 in them. Yeah, he only managed to go over 120 once last season. If you think he can do it more in 2022, then you've got yourself a really good get there. Back your gut in on Brian Toto. Decide where you want to take him, where you'd be happy. I still think he is a little bit of a gamble, but everyone's a gamble compared to Nathan Cleary, compared to Tom Trbojevic, probably James Tedesco, realistically. I don't mind him if you get him around pick 8 or so on draft day. We'll see as we get closer. You obviously want to see who's inside him and how the Penrith Panthers are going to line up for season 2022.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.